I just want to also mention, we had a little bit of a back and forth yesterday in terms of to the extent that you have the opportunity to do what is technically mutar on Shabbos. For example, here, when we say that Chazal waived the Isra Mir Lenachri for the sake of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, if you have the equal opportunity to go through this purchase and writing the shtar during the week, is there any intafka to do it then and not to wait for Shabbos? And we didn't come out with a clara answer, but just me'inyin le'inyin, I think what Yehuda was marmi, and I realized at the time, I just didn't shout out loud enough in shir yesterday, but Gabi Pikuach Nefesh, there is a whole sugya that relates to this question. I'm not saying it's necessarily the same over here, but there's a sugya in Shabbos about Imafliga Bisfina, that you're not going to go on a boat a few days before Shabbos, and it's a long balamor there. Not our sugya right now, but the way that the sugya gets analyzed, especially through the balamor, L'chore talks about this type of a shayla. You have a Heta Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, but you let it be machnis yourself, knowing that you're going to have that heter coming up, or should we not allow it because you're going to have to fall back on that heter, and therefore a little bit of this shayla obviously is, you know, somewhat similar. In other words, can you chatchila put yourself in a situation that you're going to have this pikuach nefesh? It's not exactly the same issue. Pikuach nefesh is one issue, this is another issue, but obviously it's there's something to think about in terms of the issue of when something is mutter on Shabbos, whatever you want to call it, chuya hutra, but how much do you have to take precautions not to have to rely on that because you know in advance it's going to come on to that. Again, I'm not saying our inyan has to be come out the same way. It could very well be the lashon is lo gazru rabbanan, but it also sort of makes intuitive sense, obviously, that if you can just as well buy the field and have the shtar written on a Friday. So, like, why should you resort to this particular halacha if it's just as easily convenient? The question is, at what price, at what cost? And again, I don't have a clear answer to this. In other words, l'maisa lo gazru rabbanan. So clearly, if it is a lot involved to have to do it before, then I can certainly say, no, this is mutter, it's mutter on Shabbos. But maybe if it's just as easily convenient or, you know, more convenient, why should you rely on this? L'maisa, you are doing amira l'nachri. But then again, lo gazru rabbanan. Again, I don't know for sure, but there is that sugya about pikuach nefesh. All right, let's go back to get our bearings in a Tosis. Where is Tosis coming from? So Tosis posits in the beginning, and this is a Tosis also in Bava Kama that you may have looked at. Tosis of Rashi over here discusses it. The inyan of our Gemara is that although there's an isser drabbanan, a shvus, a mira l'nachri, again, different reasons given, the Rambam says that it should become like a weekday, and you can end up doing malacha yourself, so it's kind of its own issue, or the inyan of Mimso Chefsecha that Rashi mentions, or that there's a shlichas l'chumra for a guy, or it's like as if he's a shliach for you. And nafkaminas could be between the different reasons, because Amir L'Nachri is not necessarily if you say it on Shabbos. If you say before Shabbos and he's doing it on Shabbos, it's also Amir L'Nachri. If you tell him on Shabbos to do something he does it after Shabbos, it's also Amir L'Nachri. So it could be the various reasons are needed because of different cases. And that's a separate thing to think about, exactly the underlying reason why it's Usser. But whatever it is, it's a Shvus Drabbanan. This Shvus Drabbanan of Amir L'Nachri was waived, as we see here, for the sake of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Mishim Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Lo Gazru Rabbanan. And the Chiddush of the Braisa being even in Surya as well. So Tosis wants to emphasize that it's a special din over here. Yishev Eretz Yisrael is its own inyan. Tosis says, mitzvah acheres, you would not say this for. Someone of the Medayiks and the Talmidim said, maybe the Lashon of Tosis, mitzvah acheres, would imply that this is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah acheres. We discussed yesterday, Yishev Eretz Yisrael may or may not be a formal mitzvah of Taryag. But even if it's not a formal mitzvah, like the Rambam doesn't count it as a minyan mitzvah, it's certainly a value, an inyan, and you could see why Chazal would be willing to waive a shvus for the sake of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Then again, the Lashon of Tosis, mitzvah acheres, maybe could perhaps lend itself to the idea that there's a mitzvah here. I'm not sure if it's a perfect diuk. Mitzvah could mean, not in the minyan mitzvah sense, it's a mitzvah because you should do it. It's something that is encouraged, that could also count as the word mitzvah. Either way, Tosis wants us to realize even something like Mila would not warrant telling the guy to do a Melacha da'oraisa. In other words, it's not a shvus de shvus that we're going to get to further in Tosis. It's a shvus of mir lenachri. The melacha he's doing is a melacha d'oraisa. It's for the sake of a mitzvah such as milah. Tosis, nothing doing, only shvus b'makom yishev eretz Yisrael, but not for any other mitzvah, as great as that mitzvah might be. What's Tosis' proof? The sugyan ervin samaches. The story that the Gemara tells us is a child whose hot water spilled out. It was warm before Shabbos, but it's no longer here. It spilled out. And Rava said, what are we going to do? We have to have hot water for the sake of the child. Tosis is going to soon prove that it's the day of the bris. And the bris hasn't yet been done yet, but they were machitz the child before the bris to make it easier to do the bris. They would warm him with the water. So in order to have warm water for the sake of doing the bris for the child, the etza given by Rava was, ask the mother if she needs to have water. The water, the woman had given birth some 8 days before. And if she says she needs, then there'll be a way to warm water for the mother. And agav the mother, you'll have extra water added, and then you'll have the water for the child. That's called chaymulei agav ime. So says the Gemara. Now Tosis begins to look at the fine print. What is the case specifically about? When did this happen? So Tosis immediately points out, in order to prove his point, he's got to say all these things. Otherwise, you've lost your proof. That's where you see Tosis Bava Kama had an etzah that maybe it's not even talking Yom HaMila, and that's the way around this whole riot. L'chora mashma, again, the first wide line of Tosis. B'yom HaMila haya. This happened on the day of the Mila. Then they needed the water l'chamimo to warm the child. K'dei l'mula. Okay, so we know it was for the sake of the Mila, on the day of the Mila. Was it before or after? Tosis, it had to be before. Kodem Mila haya, because it was after the Mila, the child is a mesukan. Koshish besakana, no questions asked. Of course, you do what you do, and anyone can do it. Israel can do it. And you don't need the mother for that. B'lo imen mechal nof Shabbos. Okay, next question. Who's warming the water for the mother and adding, therefore, mabe b'shiur and adding water for the baby? So, Tosis did not have the girsa that we have. Tosis in Rabbi Kama Kanauj is such a girsa, but Tosis here did not have such a girsa. So the girsa Tosis had was just the fact in the chay malei agav ime, but not the word nachri. We have nachim le nachri agav ime in our Gemara. Tosis has to prove that it was aide nachri. How do I know it's aide nachri? Aide v'kachav ma'ari. And here Tos has to step in a little more. Because what would it take for Yisrael to be able to warm it for the mother? You have to view the mother as a category that she that you can be Mechal Shabbos Adei Yisrael for her. But Tos shows us in the Gemara Shabbos Kuv Chavtes, the Chai Mishiva Vat Shloshim Fil Amr Tzvicha Ni Ein Mechal Lesa Shabbos. Needs to say that you're now talking after 7 days of birth, and therefore you can't be Mechal Shabbos Aide Yisrael, because she's not considered anymore after a week. Choshesh v'sakana. Tosis has to plug a certain hole here. Is that really a universal opinion? Are there not cholkim? Are there not people who might hold that even after Shiva from the birth, she could still be called Choshesh v'sakana and you could be Mata Aide Yisrael? After all, v'hada aminan, the sob mefanin, the end of the perek mefanin in Shabbos, ad masa psichas hakever, Abaye says three, Rabbi says, so at first glance, what do you have here? Three different opinions who are arguing with each other with regard to at what point she's no longer viewed as Cholesh Yesh Basakana. And apparently there is an opinion that says that even after 7, even till 30, she is Basakana. So let's plug that in. After all, it was Rava who said, right? Rava Mishmavid Ramazayin. Okay, well, I don't know. The Rava gave the psak there. I don't know how it stems exactly. What would Tosis be gaining? Maybe it's Rav Yehuda, but the Amir Lamed. Okay, so maybe Rava was himself holding like the Shita of Lamed. So maybe there's a machokes, and Rava could have said, warm it Aide Yisrael, because you're allowed to, according to that opinion. So he says, that's not pshat in that Gemara at all. Lo l'chal Shabbos ka'ami u'prigi. Don't read that Gemara that there's three different opinions that are arguing with each other about when she still considered Yesh B'Sakana, and there would therefore be an opinion that views her as Yesh B'Sakana even after 7, and therefore this case could have been following that view, and therefore Yisrael would be the one that would be warming it up. So don't say that. Wipe that slate clean. No. Rather, the pshat, the correct pshat in that Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Chaf Tes, is that Mara Machada, Velo Pri. So now what is each one saying? Why do we have three different shurim here? Gimel Zayin Shloshim. What's the idea? The cool sphere can Nardoi, because Nardoi laid out a rule over there in that Gemara, the following. The Amri, Nardoi said, people of Nardoi, that was the psak of that, of Nardoi, that what? Chaya Gimel Shibur Shloshim, which means, as Gemara explains, in other words, depending on what she says, so then we know whether you can, Yisrael can do it, a guy can do it. If it's Mizayin Adlamid, then she says, Svichani, then you could do it Al-Yidei who, says the Gemara? Al-Yidei Akum. Yeah. But no one is going to say that you can do it Yisrael after Seb. Okay. So therefore, we're back to our point of the Gemara, that it had to be Al-Yidei Nachri. There's no Eitzah to say Al-Yidei Yisrael. And again, where's Tosus driving at? Because it was only Agav Imeh that it was Mutter for the guy to do the Melacha Doras. Now, there's one more hole Tosus has to plug, which is maybe what the Bahag is going to have to fall back on. Maybe we could configure this case of the bris on the eighth day to be that the mother would still be a choshesh besakana. How so? It's the eighth day. The answer is you need seven meis le'eis. And therefore, if you can construct a case that the bris of the eighth day was still within the window of seven meis le'eis, 24-hour units of time, from the birth. In which case, she still took Shiva from the birth, so she's still Yesh B'Sakana, which means that who could be warming the Jew warming it? Agav Imei is a Jew doing it. And then you have no Raya anymore that a guy can't do Melacha D'Oraisa for the sake of a mitzvah rabba, like Mila, for example. So it says, that's a Dochik. Dochik, Lomar. There's a lot of Cheshbonus, you just have to read it and keep following the trail. The Dochik, Lomar, the Me'es Le'es Be'inan, that's a dochik. I'm not 100% positive what Tosus means is in the dochik. Is the dochik to assume you need me'es le'es? How did you learn it? Or is dochik to say that the case was a case, that it was within the me'es le'es? How do you read it?
Does he continue with this pshat?
He's going to come back in the Bahag and say Bahag may rely on this and learn pshat like the dochik. But what did Tosus not like about this? Did he not like to assume that it's me'es le'es, and Tosus would say, no, for whatever reason, a kazawa kovea by days. In other words, once you get to the eighth day, it's no longer viewed. I mean, from the perspective of science, it's a little harder to imagine that it should be determined by days. Unless Chazal just said about Daba Kavua. From the perspective of how long she'd be considered Pesachana, I can hear me'es le'es makes sense. How much time elapsed. Or Tosus maybe would accept that, but Mehecha Tesa, the case was that way. Why not? Why can't the case be that? I don't know. The case was what it was. The story happened when it happened. So what was the dochik? Yeah.
If Tosus really didn't like the Me'es Le'es, he could have probably just stopped and said, but dochik lomar the Me'es Le'es ba'inan. I mean, it would have been implied, obviously, with the rest of it.
So the fact that he's stressing...
It's a combination of the two.
Combination of two.
I can accept the fact that Me'es Le'es is a thing, but to say that...
Well, again, if you accept that, then all you need to do is figure out the case.
Not that. That's all I meant. I meant the combination of the two together. I mean, it's like an intimacy little more.
Okay, so what does Tosus himself hold? Does he hold the Me'es Le'es or not? Yeah, Shlomo?
Other cases that we say, we use this framework of
Me'es Le'es. Me'es Le'es is there in Hilchis Yoredei a lot. It comes up all the time. Ben Yomo. We have it in other cases in halacha.
What?
I know, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe when Chazal would come, the Rosh and the Gemara, Zayin, Lam, it sounds like days. Also, Meshavah Brachas, it's like a if you have a Monday night chasna, but say Sunday chasna, and you have Shalosh Shudas Shavah Brachas, so you have to finish Shavah Brachas before the end of the day. In that regard, also Me'es Le'es, maybe because he went to the eighth day also, but I think it's because Me'es Le'es. Unless you say because it's the day itself, okay. It's not, you know, it's not Nimshach after the beginning of the sin. Anyway, yeah.
I just have to not take it seriously based on what he says at the end of Tosfos. I mean, he has to view the case as a Nachar because he thinks that B'nai Yisrael is not allowed to do more melacha and have extra.
Well, that's something else.
I'm saying because of that, it must be on...
No, but Tosus right now is focusing his attention on the dochik being what he says right now. I want to know what is a dochik. he says the way around this raya would be that it was Yisrael who's being marbe b'shirim, and he's allowed to do for the mother because she's a yesh b'sakana. Why is yesh b'sakana? It's a day of the bris because me'es leis be'inan, and this was toch zayim me'es leis. What is the dochik? It's one or the other or both. I mean, let's... Kind of, what?
Aaron? It
could be it's both. Ketosis feels that... But you know, it's even in terms of Salome, you're saying, Ketosis wouldn't have wanted to say that you need base case at all. No. But if you say that, and you're going to also make the case to be that case, Ketosis, it's all even, you know, more or less likely. It's even less... You know, it makes it more of a dochik. It adds to the dochik. Okay. Aaron?
But if it were both, it would say, Udeha. And yeah. Like this and
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
But okay. It sounds like now the dochik is the esay is going on, and then what we have to follow is that.
Yeah. So the follows is just mimela. Yeah. Yeah. So you think what he says first is the dochik? Okay. I hear. I can accept that. Yes. Yeah, Ariel.
Maybe it's dochik because in order for the thing to work, you have to first redefine what psichos hakever is. And then also, which is sort of, you're just redefining, you know, you're making different definitions of what we're dealing with. And then you're also saying Meisa A, so it's like a change in the Sias, meaning the timeline is just different. So it's fair to say that you're dealing with both a definitional change mm-hmm. and a change.
Yeah, but I hear. But again, you know, in Svara, I could have definitely heard more logical reason why it should be Meisa A. If it's about Mitzias of a person being in a state of Sakana.
You know, the combination of both, though.
You know, why should that be a determined, you know, why should that be based on how many days have elapsed as opposed to how much time has elapsed? I don't hear it as such a dochik by itself. Unless you say the Lashna Gemara, it's just not, it's a dochik because the Gemara says, Gimu Zayin, sounds like the counting days. Why shouldn't it matter? Hours? Because Chazal, Komidas Chacham Kachi, the Chacham more times, they make certain guidelines, and this is how now things are going to follow, because more or less, that's around the cutoff. Nechazal kabeya. This is what kol yesh b'sakana is in b'sakana. So they set it up that way. And Tosis, the dochik is not so much the svarish of badavar. The dochik is the fact that it's stated as a matter of days. Same as Sfirs HaKever, sounds like it's the question of the Metzius. Okay, let's continue. We have no other paratosis to get to. So this is all trying to set up the raya against the Bahag. So that's a dochik to save Meis Leis B'inan. Okay, so all of this is the raya, that the raya is that you needed to be agav imei, even though it's a dainachri, and even though it was for the sake of mila. So you see that our gemara is to be limited to the context in which it appears. That you can only have a mira l'nachri from lachad oraisa, shvus b'makom mitzvah yishev eretz Yisrael, and not mishum mitzvah cheres, even a mitzvah like mila. But now, Tosis has to deal with another gemara there, that would have been mashma, that at least for the sake of mila, I have to know if that extrapolates to other things, you could allow a melacha del raisai de nachri, and that has to do with the melacha of hotzah. This is going to have to do with understanding the nature of that case, of what hotzah was taking place there. We know that different rishiyas when it comes to Shabbos. We magdim, and then we'll see it inside. This is Yitzias HaShabbos 101, right? The Abba Rishiyas B'Shabbos is Rishiyas HaYachid, Shisarabim, those are Rishus Doraisa. Then you have the other two Rishus, what are they called? Karmelis and Mokum Ptur. In order to violate Hotzah Doraisa, you have to be going from Mavim Rishus, 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 Yachit, Rishus, Rabim, or the other way around. Or, as we know, Mavir Daoramis, Rishus, Rabim. However, and the definitions of Rishus, Rabim, Rishus, Yachit, again, each one has its own definitions, Machokas, different Shitas. Shesarabim has to be Tezayin Amma wide, according to some Rishon, you have to have that it can traverse, you can have 600,000 that can traverse, oh, Shiloh in terms of Erevin today, what's called a Shesarabim Del Raisa. And Shesarabim Yochid has its parameters, Machokis, whether it's four walls, or an area that's enclosed, it's not too big, and it's enclosed by either three or four walls, is Shesarabim Yochid. Machokis, how many walls makes it Del Raisa, Shesarabim Yochid. Then there's in Yonim Drabanan, that even if you have, let's say, a shared courtyard of different houses, there's something called a Ruvi Chatzeros, that to travel, to take something out from an individual house into the joint Chatzer is technically Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, because every house is Rishus HaYachid, and if the Chatzer is enclosed, it's Rishus HaYachid, but it's shared by the different houses. But that's where the Chachamim Metakein a special tikkun. In other words, since it looks like you're going from an individual's Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaYachid that is shared, you have to have a certain tikkunim lechi korah in order to justify. Similar thing with a mavoi. A mavoi is where the chatzeros go to another alleyway that ultimately goes out to Rishus HaRabim. So you have the different chatzeros that are going to have to be mishtatif in something to justify. Ruvi chatzeros also has to do with putting, let's say, matzah, whatever it is in a person's house. It makes it as if it's all one Rishus HaYachid. Shitum Mavos is to take a barrel of wine and to consider the chatzeros to be merged and all one entity in the Mavli. These are drabanans. There's another inyan called a karmelis. A karmelis means it falls short in some way or another from a former Rishus HaYachid, and yet it's a Rishus. It is Rishus HaYachid El Raisa. It just has certain things that Chachamim felt. It doesn't quite look as much as Rishus HaYachid as a slam dunk Rishus HaYachid, but it is. So then the Chacham said you can't carry from a Carmelist either to Rishus HaYachid, to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. That's not Hasad HaRaisa. That's the Rabbana. Now we have this story that was mentioned just before in Erevin, that they had to bring something, and it was ruled that they could, for the sake of a bris, and they had to go through an area that would have been hotzah. But the shaila is, what type of hotzah? Was it through a karmelis, which makes only hotzah drabanan, or was it through a rishus harab? So that's what Tosus now discusses. V'hadam rinan hasa le'il be'idach yinuka, the number of cases of babies whose bottles spilled. Okay. One after three examples in the Gemara, different stories and different pesukim that were given. So another story, be'idach yinuka d'shtabe chamime. Vamahu Rabba, okay, no problem. Nesi hu chamimi migo beise. Go bring the hot water from my house to bring it to where the baby was. Umuki la ayide ovi kachavim. Okay, you everyone looked up that story. Where is it? Samoch Zayin Amid Beis. Yeah. By the two dots, right before they get wide. Hahug the lines. Hahug Nuka is Taba Khamimi Amaru Rabba Nesi Khamimi Gobe Sai. Amale Abaya Vahul Arvinan. We didn't do an Eruv Chatzeros. Amale Nisma Khashituf. Shituf Mavos, that solves it. Amale Vahloshat Finan. Ah, name Rulanakri Lacy. And then the Shaila is, Abaya had a question. When should he ask the question? That's a question of timing, and it goes on. Meanwhile, it's important to know how to understand this hotzah Ayde Yaakov. Was it hotzah through Rishus HaRabim? Was it only hotzah through a karmelis? Very important, because if it will be hotzah through Rishus HaRabim, then mamish you see a kasha on Tosfos. Because it comes out, you see that you're letting the guy do a malacha d'oraisa for the sake of something other than Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Tosas needs to explain that Ayde Akum only worked there because it was not Otsa Doreis. So Tosas continues. Vada Yisudra Banan, Shari Bachatsa Shilo Irvo. It's a chatsa, didn't have an Erev, it's a Yisudra Banan, Mishum Mitzvah Smila. But here Tosas has a caveat. So what does it become? If it's an Yisudra Banan, it was Chatsa Shilo Irvo. Tosfos even takes it for granted that it was a chassid rabbanan, that it was only a hasad rabbanan. But that's called a shvus de shvus. Now becomes the second issue in Tosfos. Issue number one, shvus, on a melacha d'oraisa, only muta b'yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's point one in Tosfos. Point two in Tosfos. Shvus de shvus, which is mutter, so here you have a mefurish gemara, it's mutter for what mitzvah? Mitzvah smila. What about other things? This is going to be Tosfos Shita, not the way we hold the halacha, although it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, but not the halacha we hold that l'maisa shvus yismakam mitzvah is also good, any mitzvah. Tosfos is going to suggest that shvus de shvus is only permitted in makam mitzvahs milah. Why should milah be different? Because milah is a mitzvah that anyway the Torah waives the Isser Malacha for Isser Shabbos for the sake of milah. Yom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So that's where Chachamim patterned after that would waive the Isser Mila Nachri if it's a Shvus de Shvus, but Malka Mitzvah that anyway has a precedent to be Nidcheh on Shabbos on a Daraisa level. So Chachamim created a pattern for their Isurim to be waived also for the same type of a mitzvah. But if you're talking about another mitzvah that doesn't have any basis that to be waived on a Daraisa level on Shabbos, maybe Shavuos to Shavuos doesn't change the fact that it's still a Mira L'Nachrif and Isur, even if only it's a Drabana. This is what Tosfos has to say here. This is the second Chiddush comes out of our Tosfos. So, Vada Yisur Drabanan, not Shavuos, but Shavuos to Shavuos, Shari B'Chartza Shavuos Irvu Mishum Mitzvah Smila. Good. Avo Yisur D'Oraisa, for example, Bishol, Kigon L'Hachem L'Chamin, Asur. And therefore, Tosfos has to weigh in on something that many Rishonim discuss, for example, the following. Let's say you want to bring a Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah of the minyan through a Carmelis, which means it's Hotzah Derabanan for the sake of a mitzvah, maybe even Mitzvah Derabim, it's for Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos would say no. Shavuos to Shavuos is only Mutar B'Malka what mitzvah? Mila. The Ein Limud Mikan Heter Lomar Lavikachavim Lahavi Sefer B'Shabbos Derech Carmelis. Why the lo dummy? The dafka mishamila the he gufa dach yeshabis hitu. So this is the second halacha of Shita Satosis. And again, we'll finish everything. We'll come back and see in Shulchan Aruch the specific details, different places where these things are brought in, and where we might hold a little bit different than Tosis. But Tosis has 2 points to make so far. A shvus on a mlacha doraisa, only Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, not even Mila. A shvus to shvus is mutter b'malka mitzvahs mila and not other mitzvahs. And therefore, that which we find in the case of the hotza, which Tosfos takes for granted was a hotza drabanan, would only be for mila itself. And the other case was only mutter agav imei. And therefore, that's why without that you couldn't have been matir the bishul of the guy, and therefore you can't be matir hotza b'sefer Torah derech kamalis. Because it's not mitzvah's mila, so even though it's only shvus to shvus, it's not mitzvah's mila. Who differs with this? So, weighing in on our Tosfos is the halachas gedolos. Tosfos taken halachas gedolos. Mil b'halachas gedolos mashma. Da'afilu isur da'oraisa shari al-divikachavim with sarach mila. He understood that you can have an isur da'oraisa done al-divikachavim with sarach mila. In other words, when it says Yishev Eretz Yisrael here, it's Lav Dafki Yisrael, even Mila also. Why would he see that? And how does he learn the sugya that we started with, the Ishtapa Chamimi story of Agav Ime? Shepiresh, because he learned, you see from the other story, that he learns the Leisu Mitoch Besa, the case of the Tosfos has just finished getting mentioned, Migobis Derech Rishusa Rabbin. So that means, according to him, it was mamish outside the rice. So what does he do with the other Gemara? He learned there was mamish rishus sarabit. So according to him, you could take a mlacha doraisa for a guy for sake of mila. So what about the other Gemara? How come you needed the guy to do it agav ime? The answer is it wasn't guy. Tosfos says, what's the answer? Fize. Hadikama nechem agav ime. Nukma. Toch Zayin? How is it Toch Zayin? Because you need Me'es Re'es. So Me'es Re'es, it's within that. The Amrat Tzvichani. And then if that's the case, from Gimel to Zayin, she says Tzvichani, she's considered to be Yesh B'Sakana. So who's doing the warming of the water? Yisrael. Shemechalon Aleh Shabbos. This is how Tosfos works for the Bahag, has to work out the sugya. And now Tosfos is going to take issue with that, and now it's going to bring us down to a whole other angle in this whole inyan. So here we have an interesting shita of the Bahag, and we should understand, according to the Bahag, how far would this go? According to the Bahag, you can have a goy do a melacha do raisa for the sake of not just Yishev Eretz Yisrael, but also mila. What about another mitzvah? Unclear. Is it dafka mila, because like Tosfos himself uses a svara when he says shvus to shvus is only permitted from mila because it's nitches midoraisa on Shabbos. Maybe the Bahag also meant to be matir melacha doraisa only from mila. Or there are shittas, it's a bala iter that the Rishonim quote, the Ran quotes the bala iter, that And this is, again, something which even has ramifications, d'oraisa, and maybe some situations to even rely on this, not ordinary situations. But shitas bala itra is not the mainstream view, but there's a shita that you can have a goy do melacha d'oraisa for any mitzvah. So it's not clear what the Bahag meant it also. After all, you see Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that's the Gemara in Gittin Dav Ches. You have the story of Hotzah, which he holds was Hotzah d'oraisa in Erevin Samach Zayin. And now you can extrapolate and assume that you can have, there's no Amir Lenachri for a simple mitzvah. Even a shvus of just Amir Lenachri, Melacha d'oraisa. From the Lashon of Tosis, what do you think? In the Bahag? The field of Shari, with Sorech Mila. I mean, that's what he saw. He couldn't see more than that. With Sorech Mila. Yeah?
Isn't it tolerant how you. Tosos read on it? Meaning, if Tosos is.
Well, Tosos had a bias. When Tosos talked Shvus to Shvus, he limited to Mila. So you may say he wanted to limit the Bahagosa to Mila.
Well, I'm not saying it's hard to know, but it's going to be tolerant how you learn if Tosos meant it for all the Tosos, and the Mestama when he quotes the Bahag, he meant it for all the Sosa.
What is the mash between the Tosis and Bava Kama? Tosis is the same basic discussion there. He also quotes the Bahag. There it says the word Sorech Mila twice. I don't know if that means anything. It struck me. He says it twice. Say it once, Sorech Mila. That's the case. The Lashon of Tosis and Bava Kama come out of the same dinyan that he chases over. It's a few little shinuyin, but he says, in the middle of the Tosis, you can take a sefer kedei lomod bo, the dafka mila, that's a umil bahag mashma, a few lines into Tosis, dafilu isur d'oraisa shari ayde nachri v'tzorech mila shepiresh dafilu d'nesi nachri migo beso d'derech shesarabim dafisur d'oraisa shari ayde nachri v'tzorech mila. I think Tosfos Bava Kama is more mashma than here. You could sort of tweak it, maybe Tosfos mean bedafka. Here he says kimo hacha mishmeret Yisrael. He's like he's quitting an equation. What's true about Yisrael is true about Mila too, not beyond. Our Tosfos, I don't know if you can be machvia really 100%. You could have maybe put the Bahag with the Bala Itra together and say that any mitzvah would have this heter. Tosis and Bava Kama, according to Bahag, to me sounds like just like here, so too Mila. So it remains only for those two examples that you find in the Gemara Mefureshes, the heter of Amir Lenachri, for those things, but not beyond that. These things stand out, you know, Bris Mila, Shveret Yisrael, maybe there's a connection. When Avram Avinu is told about Bris Mila, he's told, and I'm going to give you, the last time Hashem was Mavtiach Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. He had the beginning of the Parsha, then when Lot separates, Bris Bin Absarim, and the fourth time, the Ramban talks about why each thing is adding on what before. So the fourth time it mentions the promise of Eretz Yisrael, it mentions connection to the mitzvah Bris Mila. Okay, so maybe Chveis, maybe there's something about these two in Yonim that are linked. Maybe there's a sheiches bris mila there, or stam. You only see these two places in the Gemara, so I can't extrapolate more than that. But lemaisa is a bali iter that says even other mitzvahs, the Bahag, Petosis, Bavakam, is mashma only these two. Yes, Shola. That's the first Ishtapachamime that Tosis mentions and says, well, that's because it's a Shvus to Shvus, and even that for Tosis is only B'makom Mila. But that's the story of when Rabbi said, bring the water from my house to where the baby is. The Shaila is, it was without an Erev Drabanan, but was it through a Carmelist? Was it through, he says, you could even have taken it through Shus HaRabbi. So that's what Tosa says here, that the Bahag is going to have to learn that the Agavime was who is warming the water? Agavime, for the baby Agavime? A Yisrael. Why was Yisrael allowed to do it? Because the mother was Toch Zayin. The Dochik that Tosa said before, he would have to learn like that Dochik. That's what Tosa is saying by us. That we just read inside our Tosis. Why? Because otherwise you have a Pamkot Marbe B'Shiurim. That's what we're going to get to now, the last Chilk of Tosis. Because you can't, the baby, you can only do it because you're doing the mother's mitzvah for the mother. Otherwise, you haven't done the milah yet. So what are you saying? Let him.
We need it for the bris.
You can't let the Yisrael. Yisrael is doing it. A guy could do it. A guy could do it for the mitzvah milah, even for Daraisa. But if it's Yisrael doing it, then it's only because he's allowed to do it for the mother, because she's a choshish b'sakana when she says svichani. Now you can be marbishurim to give extra water for the baby. That's how Tosis is learning back. Tosis and Bava Kam has another etza for the Bahag to learn the Gemara. You take a look in Tos Bava Kam just to notice the parallel. He has another suggestion. He mentions both possibilities. What does the Bahag do? According to the Bahag, why do you need the guy to do Agav Ime? So either what we're saying here wasn't the guy doing an Agav Ime, it was Yisrael, who's allowed to do it for the mother, she's Toch Zayin. But he has another suggestion. U'edivreim, right after he quotes the Bahag in Bava Kama Daf Pei, he says, U'edivreim, bu'ubda basra, the second story, the latest story, d'kama nechamle nachri agav ime, l'achar hamila havi, u'achar shlosha, shekfa nisrape havlad yafe. In other words, of course you could have, it was a guy doing it. And a guy could do a melacha d'oraisa for the sake of mitzvahs milah. But it's not for the sake of mitzvahs milah. Tosas here was assuming it was on the day of the milah, before the milah was done, it's l'tzarech ha-milah. So Tosas proved, and yet you still need it to be agavime, so you see that you can't allow melacha d'oraisa de nachri for the sake of mitzvahs milah. The Bahag seems to say you could have the melacha do a melacha d'oraisa of de nachri for the sake of a mitzvah of milah. That's why you could have him travel through Shas Rabin. So here Tosa says that it was the mother, it was the Yisrael who was warming the water for the mother and then adding for the baby. Tosa says he has another possibility, that it was really a Nachri, but it wasn't on the day of the Mila. It wasn't for the sake of the Mila. It was 3 days after the Mila. The baby's not Choshesh B'Sakan anymore, just needed water. So now you have the heter of the guy being Marbe Bishir. But then, that's if you go as Nachri. Apparently, that's because you're forced to say something that was Nachri, and you have to be Miyashas Bahag within the gears of Nachri. Tosis goes on there and says, if you're not Goris Nachri, like our Tosis wasn't Goris with Nachri in the Gemara, Nuchal Omar, and here Tosis says in Bava Kama, what we have in our Tosis. Yidei Yisrael, Kamar, V'toch Shiva, D'machan, L'ash Shabbos, and Mamat Zvichani, and, yeah. But now Tosis is going to take aim on this issue from another angle. That's now the last chelk of Tosis. This is going to enter into the realm called Marbe B'Shiurim. This is the last interesting Indian, very, again, a sadistic Indian that has to be addressed within this entire picture. Yes, Shaul.
Why, according to the first answer of Tosfos when we see in our Gemara, why is that a riot for, why is that fixed the Bahad? I mean, the Maisa Rava didn't give the Eitzah of just get an Akri and have him give water to the...
According to the Bahag, you mean why didn't he just get a guy? I mean, there was no guy there. According to the answer of the Bahag, Yisrael is warming the water for the mother, who is a choshesh b'sakana, and adding water for the baby. That's the etzer that the Bahag would learn in the Gemara. What are you asking? Why didn't he also do a guy? Have a guy?
I'm asking. It doesn't even answer the
question,
because
Lamaisa Tosas saw
as a raya.
Tosas only has a raya. If you're assuming that the one warming the water for the mother and adding for the child was a non-Jew. So then the question would be, if it's for the sake of the milah, why does he have to do it that way, to only warm for the child, agav the mother? Let him straightforward warm the water for the child for the sake of milah. If it's permitted to have a non-Jew do melacha d'oraisa for the sake of a mitzvah, then why does it have to be warmed agav ime?
No, I'm saying, let's say it was a Jew, right?
If it was a Jew, then it's good.
It still would be a raya for Tosfos, because Rava could have given the Eitzah, just have a nothing.
Right, so I hear that, so I thought you were asking, but the answer is there was no guy there. I don't know, it doesn't prove anything. You're right, according to Bahaki, he could have done that too. He could have had a non-Jew do it straight, but instead he had Yisrael do it for the mother and Mamel be Bar Bashir. Why couldn't he have the guy? Maybe there was no guy available. It's not Kash in the Bahad.
Right. The fact that there's a guy available.
Yeah. This is a fundamental machlokes. Because again, what I've just to reiterate, within the Bahag, one could, for Maritosis, have been misupik about whether the Bahag would have extended this beyond Mitzvah Smila to other mitzvahs like the Bala Ether does. Again, and there is what to say about Balita B'Shasat Chak. Sometimes people would rely on this. in certain instances. Or the Bahag himself never met as far as the Bali Itar. He only met Mila. Tosis and Rava Kama is very much mashmat that it was Yishver Yisrael and Mila and not necessarily other mitzvahs. Again, we'll get to, maybe Sunday, Monday, we'll get to some of the Makoros and Shulchan Aruch on this and the Ramah. But I first want to deal with the Inyan Marba B'Shiurim, which is now coming up at the end of the Tosis. Yeah?
I wonder what you said that it was after the 3 days after Mila.
Yeah.
So we know that the third day is the worst day. So are we saying right now that he's going from a whole bunch of years for Safana to nothing in a day?
Tosis says Achashlosha.
Let's say it's the fourth day. So the third day is the worst. So it's saying it's going from a Cholosh Yeshbo Sakhana to nothing. And if it was a Cholosh Yeshbo Sakhana, the Cholosh would be the same as before.
Don't know. Shekfan is Srapi Hayala Tosis. Yafe. Srapi Hayala Yafe, he says.
Where do we know that it's the hardest?
Yosef Koab.
Yeah,
that's also true. That's Yosef. Where do we know that? By Avraham Avinu and by Shechem. That's for adults. Yeah, do we have any evidence by a child? That it gets harder, it gets higher. It's 3 days, it's considered to be choshes, but it's say it gets progressively easier.
I would say that
it's a good point. Maybe it gets a little bit better.
No, I'm saying like for a cotton lechor, it should be like.
Maybe the point is closer to the meal, the more sakana, and then third day is less sakana than the second day. That's what they're turning back to you.
No, I'm saying adult like would heal faster. So
okay.
Yeah.
Shimon, yeah.
I saw in the Magen Mishnah, he says, try to spit the Rambam either that it's Kodem La Omer Afer Harbe, would that equate like before the bris or after the bris?
If Kodem the bris is for the sake of the mitzvah, then it should be a mutter. That's the whole point. If it's mutter a day Nachri for a mitzvah, then this is for the sake of the mitzvah.
But here it seems
we're
saying that Kodem is like a little more
mitzvahir
than 3 days after.
Well, not mitzvahir, no. Kodem means to do the mitzvah, not mitzvahir. It's in order to be able to enable the mitzvah, you want to have the water for the child in order to enable that he can do the bris. So that's called with Tzorach, the mitzvah mila. Afterwards, if he's Shesh B'Sakon, nothing to talk about. So that's what Tosis has. The other eight, so to say, was after 3 days, Pranis Rabbe. And that's if you go in the Gemara, that it was Aydei Nachri. The other way is to still assume it was Mamish, the day of the Mila, but it's not Aydei Nachri. It's for the mother. The mother still Yesh B'Sakana. These are the Cheshbonos.
Are they on the same level, though?
Kodem, the bris, it's for to enable the bris. After the bris, the baby's for sure Yesh B'Sakana. So these are your options. Before the bris, after the bris, way after the bris. Who's warming? These are the moving parts. Who's moving? Who's warming the baby? Who's warming the water for the mother? And why? Yeah.
In our Gemara about Agadime, the original water that we had was for the baby that spilled. But now,
yeah.
In the third shot, we're saying that it's 3-4 days after the birth already happened. So.
Okay, that was a Shabbos. They had water because the baby. Yeah, it was a benefit for the baby to have water for whatever reason. And it was so spilled. Okay, now the end of the Tosis. Now we're just going to at least get a little oriented to this inyan. This is also a very vast topic. Marbe b'shiurim. This is the term we should get comfortable with. Marbe b'shiurim. Malacha is allowed to be done on a certain level for a certain agenda with a certain limit amount. Now, here we're going to see, you didn't have a chance, maybe for Sunday, if you can copy the Gemara Menachis that the Ran quotes, be kedai with the case of the figs. If you can have, you can pick 3 figs with 1 act of malacha, but you only need 2 for the cholah. So that's cool. It's another example, marbe b'shiurim. You only need 2 figs, and you're going to end up doing, with that kasira, taking off 3 figs being detached from the yunika. You only need 2. You could take 2 different ones. You can do 1 act of taking all 3. So these are the discussions in the Sugya Menachos. Here we have Marbe Shurim in the sense of adding water. So the same malacha, which has already built into the malacha a heter, a an allowance for the mother. And now what's being permitted here, either Ayidei Goy, according to one reading of the Gemara, or according to the Bahag, what Tosa is saying now, it's Ayidei Yisrael, adding more water, and more water is being cooked in the same pot. How do you view that? So Tosis is now going to bring up this issue. Let's see. Now, we have to think about the question of whether this Isser, Mabishurin, what type of Isser is it, and what level Isser is it? And what does Tosis seem to hold on this? So let's read on Tosis what he says. The Nira, here he dismisses this pshat that he just said, that he assumed the Bahag would have to learn in the Gemara, that it was Agav Ime, that the Yisrael was adding water for the baby, and he was allowed to do for the mother because she's still a Choshesh B'Sakana, she's a Shvichani, and she's still Toch Zayin, and then he adds for the baby. The Nira, the Lo Yitachin Gomer, the Nachim Le Ayidei Yisrael. Why not? The Al Yidei Yisrael Haya Aser LaHarbos B'Shvil Katan. Because if it's Al Yidei Yisrael, which is what Tosa says the Bahag is thinking, then you can't be Marbe B'Shirim for the sake of the baby. Because it's Aser LaHarbos B'Shirim. Kidamim Perkam Dechum. Where does Tosa see such an idea? Hamavasha L'Chole B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to be cooking for the Chole. Aser L'Bari. Now, let's say at the end the Chola didn't need it. Let's say he got better on his own. He had such a baby, he died, whatever. So the food is there. The food was cooked beheter. It was Litzorah Choshesh B'Sakana. Meanwhile, a person's hungry. So he says, listen, the food was cooked beheter. Let me go eat it. Asr lebari. Why is it asr for bari to enjoy the food that was cooked beheter for a Chola? Gzeira shemayar b'shvila. It's an iser for the bari to eat it because it's gzeira that otherwise, if the bari is going to be able to eat food that was cooked for a chola, then you know what might happen? The cook for a chola, they'll have already in mind to add a little more. The cooking anyway, we're allowed to cook. You might as well add more to the pot and have more people enjoy it because I'm allowed to cook anyway. So what do you see? What is Tosis showing this Gemara? That there's an iser of Shema Yarbe B'Shvila, Briba B'Shira. You see, there was a Gzeira made that you might be Marbe B'Shvila. And therefore, Tosis is trying to say that Al Yidei Yisrael, you see, it's an Isser. Shema Yarbe means Isser for Yisrael to be Marbe B'Shira. So therefore, you can't tell me that the Bahag's Peshat is not plausible. You can't say that Yisrael was cooking the water for the mother and being married for the baby. You're not allowed to do that. You see, they made a gzeir shem rabbi. You see, you're not allowed to be married b'shvilo. So how could Yisrael be agavim may work? That's if it's Yisrael doing it. Avo ayidei ovi kechavim. Oh, that is better. Why is it different? Ayidei kechavim, if the guy is cooking for the mother, because again, the guy is allowed to do for the mother because he can do for a chole shein b'sakana idei nachri. Nicha d'shari l'harbos. So Tosis is now taking a stand on the isser of b'shirim. He says, al yidei guy, there's no isser for the guy to be doing the malacha of b'shirim. But for Yisrael, there'd be an issur of having the malach, of having Mar B'Shiur. Therefore, the Bahag's Pshat can't work because there's a problem of Mar B'Shiur. And now Tosa has another suffix within this. This that we say that a goy is allowed to be Mar B'Shiur, here now, Tosa is going to again address what we saw before. Before Tosa talked about shvus to shvus by a goy. Is it by all mitzvahs or is it only mitzvahs meal? What did Tosis say? The second point of Tosis was shvus de shvus is only b'makom what? Mila. Now Tosis is going to bring that same issue up in Ogea, what he's bringing in here, the agav ime point. So you have the guy doing ribay b'shiurim, and Tosis, that's okay. Yisrael is now b'mad b'shiurim. But a guy is. But maybe that which is permitted for a guy, v'shem adafka l'tzorach ha-mila hu d'shari. Avu l'tzorach davar acher, athila de b'kachavim aso l'harbos. The Tosis is seeing it as a Shema. Tosis is not as sure as he was before, but Shvus to Shvus Tosis seemed to be sure. There was only Litzorach Mila that Shvus to Shvus is Mutter. When it comes to this new creature called Mabe B'Shiurim, we have to define this Inyan. The Malacha Be'etzim is Mutter. But what's the problem in this Malacha that you're doing? That you're adding Shiurim and the extra amount is not covered by that special dispensation that allows you to do the Malacha on the Iker amount. But there's a Tosefes. So this Malacha has, this act has an aspect of it that's Mutter, an aspect of what's happening here which is not covered by that. That's called Ribo B'Shiurim. Al Yidei Yisrael Tosefes says is Aser. Ayde Nachri, that's Mufurish Negemar, Agavime, Mutter. But maybe even Ayde Nachri is only Mutter for what?
Mila.
So that we have to decipher all this. One more hurdle here in Ribishum, another thing to bring in. Now I ask you, Rabosai, if I pause right now and I ask you, what Tosis says Ribishum is Aser for Yisrael, on what level? Tosis didn't tell us. All he showed us is that there's such an Isser. That's why Hadatosis know there was an Isser, because a Bari can't eat from the food that was prepared for a Chole, because Gzeirash and the Yabba. So you see that it's obviously something that can't be done. But this Isser of Yabba B'Shvilo, is it a Doraisa or Drabanan? Is it called you did a Malacha Doraisa when you're Mabba B'Shirim? Or only a Malacha Drabanan? Is it only Drabanan? Why would it be... Why would it be Daraisa? Okay, anyone? Because it's Riba B'Shurim. So whatever was covered, but more than that was not, it remains us. You're saying, but the act, you did the act was allowed. My B'Shurim can only be Drabanan. What do you think? So Tosis could mean one or the other. Tosis just wants it to be clear that it would be us for Yisrael, but Mutter for a guy. Maybe at least a Gavi Mila. But wait, one more thing. But here's where one more piece of information, Baruch Nam. One second. There's another Gemara that Tosas has to mention. V'hadit nan. So Tosas got to think that there's an Isser, Komar Bishurim for Yisrael, and Aydei Goy, Mutter Tzorach Mila, perhaps, maybe other things, maybe not, but Mila, yes. What about the following? V'hadit nan Perek Beis Debeitza. This is a Shita Beis Shammai, Ugabi, what Ochel Nefesh is. So Beis Shammai says that Ochel Nefesh is very limited, that it has to be mamish for your drinking. So therefore, Yachim Adam Chamin L'Raglav, you're not going to warm water for your feet to have, you know, to wash your feet with. Elam Ken Ru'in L'Shtia. Unless you can also have them, you can be fit to drink, and for drinking is okay. So you can also have the water there for your washing your feet as well. What are you doing in effect? You're being Mabit B'Shiurim. Because you have more than you need for Shtir. As long as they're Ruyim with Shtir. Another Gemara. V'amina nami b'gmar debates of Daf Yudzayin. Memala Isha Kedera Basar. She can fill her pot with lots of meat. Af apish in a tzvicha elo chaticha achas. She only needs one piece to enjoy for Sudas Yantif. These are all Yantif cases. This is Mabe B'Shiurim on Yantif. What's the heter on Yantif to eat, to cook? Ochel Nefesh. For Beis Shammai, it's only mamish for yourself to eat, but then you can be Mabe B'Shiurim and have water for your rechitza, as long as it's Ruyim L'Shtia. A woman can put many more pieces of meat in the pot, even if she only needs to eat one piece. V'ched M'mali Nachtom Chavis Shalmayim. The baker can fill his barrel with much water. You only need a smaller amount. So what's the problem? Here you have Mefurish Ugabe Yantif, that it's mutter for Yisrael to do what? Mm-hmm. Because the Ochel Nefesh is only more limited in scope, whether it's for one piece, or a little bit for the Nachtom, or for Bishamay only for the drinking. And meanwhile, you're having it for many other things, because once you're allowed to have it for this, so then maybe it can be Marbe. So here you see Marbe Shum is Mutter for Yisrael. And for Tosfos, that's different. Why? All the cases are Yantif, right? So Tosfos says, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov Hitiru Chachamim Laharbos. Oh. So two things to figure out here. Simchas Yom Tov Hitiru Laharbos. What's the Simchas Yantif?
More food.
You only need one piece. What's the Pesach?
Guess
might come. Simchas Yantif is to know you have to guess. That's the Simchas Yantif. It doesn't say Hol Mikliyach. It's Simchas Yantif.
What's the answer to food? It's also washing your feet.
Okay, that works. Okay, that's good. That case is good. But what about the case of the Nachtom and the case of the woman filling up the pot? She only has one piece. Simchas Yantif. Knowing she has more food to eat is Simchas Yantif. Okay, maybe. So what does it mean? Hitil Chamu Harbos. What type of a heter is this? What type of an iser was it to begin with? If Tosfos says Hitil Chamu Harbos, what does that suggest? Deraisa. That the iser was a deraisa drabanan. The Chachamim are matir and iser deraisa mishim Simchas Yantif. So what? Simchas Yantif Hitil Chachamim Harbos. Simchas Yantif is deraisa. So what? How does it work? If there's an iser of Rabbi Shimon deraisa, then where does Simchas Yantif come in to override a deraisa?
Simchas Yantif deraisa.
Yes.
So then Chachamim don't have the power to take a one.
No, but it's not. It's not say the what. Simchas Yantif. We don't even feel totally comfortable with why say what Simchas Yantif. And now you talk about iser deraisa, Rabbi Bishurim. So it's all going to be on the deraisa level.
The fact that we don't get it.
Chayra, it sounds like if it's Tir Chacham Harbo, it sounds like the Issa to begin with, or it's only Drabana. Chachamim can say, we'll count this for Simchas Yantif. You have more food in your pot, you feel good. You feel good to have the excess. Okay? But that makes sense for the Issa Drabana. So then this would sound like the end of Tosis would be implying that the Issa of Riba Bishurim is only Drabana. And yet Tosis was still pushing back and saying, okay, but it's Usr with Simchas Yantif, it's Usr Drabanan, and it should not be waived for Yisrael at all. And by a guy, it should remain Usr, which Amir al-Nachri, Fesar, Bishop, only Usr, except maybe by Mila. Okay, so what exactly is Riba Bishurim all about? Is it in fact an Issur D'oraisa? Is an Issur Drabanan? Maybe then of Tosis with Mashmas Drabanan. But then again, let's go back in the other direction. When Tosis right away pulled out against the Bahag, the Kasha, the Bahag, you want to learn Pshat in the Gemara that the Nechem Le'al Gad'ime, who is Mimar Bishurim according to the Bahag? Who is Mimar Bishurim? A Yisrael. He says, no, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because Tos had a riot from the Gemara in Chulin that Bari can't enjoy the food that was cooked for a chole. Shema Yarbe Bishurim. So Tos saw you this Issa Marbe Bishurim. If it's Issa Drabanan, is it so hard to imagine that the Chachamim could allow Lithorach Mila to be Marbe Bishurim? Nechem Yagavime, that Yisrael could add? If Tosis himself said Misum Simchas Yantif Itir at the end of the Tosis, it's such a kasha in the Bahag. All Tosis pulled out from the Gemara and Chulin that a bari can't eat what was cooked for a chola. Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. So you see that there's an Isser being Marbe Bishvilo. Okay, but it's Isser Drabanan. You're telling me, right? As the end of Tosis would suggest, there's an Isser Drabanan, and Tosis tells you that the Chum can wave if it's a Simchas Yantif. And Tosis himself says, Aydei Nachri, it's mutter also to Rabbi Shirim, Aydei Nachri, for Mila. So is it such a leap? Is it so implausible? Is it such a kasha in the Bahag to assume that the Bahag will hold that this Issur Drabanan, Rabbi Bishurim, which is only Drabanan, could be permitted with Tzorach Mitzvah Mila? The same way the Bahag holds that you can have a Nachri, do a Mlacha D'oraisa for Mitzvah Mila, as we saw. So maybe the Bahag holds that you can have Yisrael do Marv Bishur with Tzorach Mitzvah Mila. What's the big question about? Were we to assume that Tosis would look at Marv Bishur as an Isser D'oraisa, okay, then I can hear Tosis attacking the Bahag very strongly. That Tosis would be saying it's an Isser D'oraisa with Marv Bishurim, so how can you suddenly allow Yisrael to warm extra water for the baby to be Marv Bishurim? Isser D'oraisa. But if it's Nisa Deraisa, then we're stuck at the end of Tosis. Then where's Simchas Yantif going to be waived? Like, something has to give here. On the one hand, Tosfos doesn't want to give in to the Bahag that Yisrael can marry Bishum for Tzarach Mitzvah Smila because of the great Issa called Marav Bishurim. And where did he find such an Isser? From the fact that the Gemara tells us that there's a Gzeir, a Gemara in Chulin, for Yibari to enjoy that which was cooked for a Chola. Gzeir Hashem Marav Bishvilo. So you see that this big problem called Marav Bishurim, and therefore, Bahag, you can learn that Yisrael was Marav Bishurim. Only a guy can Marav Bishurim. And even that, maybe only for Mila. Nope. And Tosfos himself comes around and says, ah, you find Gemara's and Beitza by Yantif that you can marry Bishurim? Ah, Simchas Yantif. It's only Drabbanan. So what's so terrible for the Bahag to assume that the Yisrael can marry Bishurim for Mila? Elamitosis means it's a Doraisa. Maybe because he saw that there was a Gzeira for Yibari to enjoy the food made for a Chola because he might be Marbe. So Tosfos saw in that, oh, you're making a Gzeira because of Marbe Bishurim. So what kind of so that suggests that the Marbe Bishurim would be a Doraisa. And if that's the case, how could the Yisrael be Marbe Bishurim for the Mila? It's a Doraisa. Okay, but then how do you word that? Yeah,
isn't the
Gemara
saying that the reason why the woman could put more food in is because it'll make the food better? So it's considered now
that's what you want to say a nice pshat. It could be someone says that that way. That Simchas Yom Tov Hitiru means that it becomes part of Simchas Yom Tov. The whole food tastes better. Everything, even the one piece. So is it really a heter laharbos? Or is it like you made it so good that's not even a heter laharbos? It's not being marbe. It's actually enhancing the taste of everything. You have too good a svara. Tosa saying he too harvest. What you're saying, it's not even that. See, Tosis means like that. I mean, your svara is good, but then I don't know if you view that as he too harvest. Yeah, Shlomo.
His language is not so specific. Meaning, it's not saying that. Oh, in this situation, we're going to be docha isur d'oraisa. Just pointing out that it's. It's a different din altogether. It's not. At the end of the day, you could say that it's not even being
marvelous. It's being like Michal's Pshat, so to speak, maybe. It's not even the Tosfos Lashon, it's Yitzir Laharbos. Okay, so we have to do, yes.
Why is there no Bishalach concerns for Chulin?
It's water.
No. The Marvelous sounds like Chulin.
Oh, that case. Yeah. No, that was Yisrael that cooked it. No. Who says it was God cooked it? No. It says in Chulin that if you cooked for a Chola, I mean, Yesh B'Sakana, Yisrael's got to do that, Yesh B'Sakana, and then the food, it turns out, wasn't needed for the Chola, but it was cooked Beheter. Now, regular Bari wants to eat it. So there's an Yisr, Gzeira, that if you're going to allow food that was cooked for a Chola, Yesh B'Sakana, to be eaten by a Bari, then you might have a situation where you're cooking for a Chola and you're adding for a Bari. So you see there's an Isser Marbe Bishurim. One could have taken that Gemara to indicate that's an Isser Doraisa. Because otherwise, maybe it's like a Gzeira, maybe it's a Gzeira of Gzeira. You're not allowed to enjoy the food that was cooked for a Chola, because otherwise you might cook a Chatchila for the Bari. If the whole Isser to cook for a Bari, to be Marbe, is Darabanan, and now you're telling me a new Isser. So sometimes you find Gzeiras are done because it's without one you wouldn't have the other. It holds it all together. So I don't know if it's 100% a proof that it's a Doraisa, but if it's a Doraisa, Tosfos meant to make a Doraisa, then the benefit is that the Kasha of the Bahag is a strong Kasha. But then what's the end of Tosfos doing with Simchas Yontif? If you want to go to the end of the Tosfos and explain that Simchas Yontif is Matir because it only is a Drabanan, then all Tosfos meant to prove was that there's such an Isser and Tosfos didn't want to waive it. Even Vitzarach Mila, but why can't the Bahag go that you do have Vitzarach Mila? This is the Pshat issue now. So we have to do two things now. We have to do left for ourselves. We have to be Ma'ayan more in this Inyan of Riba Bishurim. And that's where you have to look carefully at the Ran that I gave you. The Ran brings a Rajba, and the Ran himself argues. And that's the Gemara Menachos that he quotes. Machokes Vishonim, big Machokes Vishonim, whether Riba Bishurim is an Isser. The Raisa or Sidraban. And then it could be Shabbos and Yantif are different. That's another thing to think about. The Ran is going to know. The Rashbis thinks that it's only an Isidrabana. The Ran knows it's the Raisa. We have to come back to Tosfos, see how Tosfos is learning. And then, something to think about within this, one more question to think about. If it's an Isidraisa, like the Ran holds, then why, and let's even plug it into Tosfos, the why would Tosfos feel that it's any better to have Yibishurim Ayidei who? Ayidei Einachri than Ayidei Yisrael. Tosfos Shita was in the beginning of the Tosfos that you can't allow a Nachri to do what type of an Isser, what type of Malacha, except for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and Malacha Doraisa. And if Tosfos would hold, this is going to, now we don't know what Tosfos holds for sure, we're going back and forth on this, but should Tosfos hold Al Derech Deran, that we'll see, that Riba Bishum is an Isser Wad, an Isser Doraisa, then why did Tosfos feel okay with having it Nechem Le'agav Ime Ayidehu? Ayidei Nachri, it's right to the same problem. Nachri is doing a Malacha Doraisa. And it's not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's only Mila. And Tosfos said beforeish that you can't do Hotzah Doraisa for Mila, you can't do any Malacha Doraisa except Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So how could Tosfos sit comfortably and say, Yisrael can't do Yibishirim, it's a problem. But a Nachri is okay. If it's an Issa Doraisa, then we're back to the beginning of the Tosfos. So this is a Kivegos Kasha, and I think this is what to answer. This is the Kiryas Kasha in Erevin. Okay, this is, you have to sweat a little bit over Shabbos, but we have to do the Ran and the Ran well. And then maybe on the next time, we'll come back and see a little bit of the Shulchan Aruch in terms of the Ramah and the various inyanim, we're going to the various other Shittas. Okay? Let's do the Ran.